Grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come. Amen. You may be seated. Around this time last year, on All Hallows' Eve, if you want to be precise, I was in my vicarage office putting the final touches on a decent, if admittedly generic, All Saints sermon that I would be preaching that weekend, when the secretary came in and handed me the yellow visitation slip. Joy was in the hospital. She'd had a stroke that morning. Now, I know strokes are serious, but at that point in time, I had conversations with many members of the congregation who had had a stroke and recovered from it. And I had seen Joy just a week before when she was being discharged from the hospital after a bout of pneumonia, and she seemed fine. So I saved my sermon, and I went to the hospital expecting to learn that she was stabilized and say a quick prayer and give some words of comfort and then go back to the office to finish out my day. And I arrived to find her son and her daughter making the decision to take her off of the breathing machine, because at that point all it was doing was making her last few hours uncomfortable. Now, outwardly, I tried to stay a strong source of support for them, but inwardly, I was panicking. I had never sat by somebody's deathbed before. The family members I had lost were in completely different states at the time, so I didn't have any shared experiences I could draw upon for empathy. And let's face it, I'm not really the guy you go to when you need a hug and a shoulder to cry on. But as it turns out, my supervisor was out of town on his own family business, so I didn't really have any backup I could call. I was the closest thing to a pastor for these people now in their hour of need. So I did what you do in that situation. I frantically looked through my pastoral care companion, hoping I could find some instructions on what to do. So I spoke assurances of God's forgiveness for those who are in Christ, and I read some prayers for the dying and the 23rd Psalm. And then I came to today's reading from St. John's Revelation about all of the saints gathered around the throne of God, which suddenly had greater meaning for me than it did a couple hours ago while I was working on that sermon. We all said the Lord's Prayer, and Joy actually responded to that. It was the last thing she responded to in this life. And then we were all moved out of the ER into a side room to wait. And so for the next 4 or 5 hours, I sat with her family, and I listened to them tell me her story. And the topic of conversation wasn't despair. They weren't crying out to God, "Why are you taking her?" I didn't have to pull out any of my Lutheran mind answers about why God lets bad things happen to good people. Instead, they told me about her faith, and how she always served in the church, and how she made sure that her children and her grandchildren and now her great-grandchildren were raised in the church, and she always talked to them about the gospel message so they would know who they were in Christ. Joy passed away peacefully. I prayed for her one more time, thanking God for the faithful service of this sainted woman. By now it was around 6 o'clock at night, and as her daughter told me that I should go get something to eat. She assured me they would be okay, and they had arrangements to make for family who was driving in from out of state. So I went to my car, and I sat in the parking lot for the next half hour or so, crying my eyes out. Because even though I knew that Joy had the ultimate victory in Christ, I hated that death had had this minor win today. And that's the scene we're getting in John's vision in today's reading. See, we have this wonderful picture of the saints as a multitude no one can number, worshiping around the throne of God, and we say all of these wonderful things about it, and we should. But when we put it into context, we see that this happens as a break in the seven seals being opened. The chapter before this, you see the wrath of God being poured out on a sinful world. The next chapter, the cycle is going to start again with the seven trumpets, and the earth will burn and the oceans will turn to blood. But in the midst of all of this terrible, horrible, awful destruction, we have this vision of victory for all of those who have been marked as belonging to the Lamb. Those who have passed through tribulation have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, so that by his mercy they shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Now, we're all Lutherans here, so we know that we are in a now and not yet reality. And before we get to see that glorious day foretold in John's vision, we have to endure these disasters and tribulations, these small victories of death and the devil that feel so huge on this side of things. That's why we're here together, to observe All Saints, when we remember our loved ones who have been taken from us, when we do mourn that we will no longer get to see them in this life, and we rightly lament the times that it feels like we're only in the now of a fallen world where the wages of sin are still death. But we also get to rejoice that though our loved ones have passed from this life, Jesus did intercede on their behalf to redeem them. And so we give thanks to God for the faith that his Holy Spirit has worked into their hearts, giving them the hope of resurrection and giving us that hope of our reunion with them. And so we confidently praise the Lord for the salvation he has poured out for his church, saying, "Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." I know that I will see joy again on that last day when the dead are raised and we all enter that new creation. Just as I'll see my grandparents and my great-grandparents and all of my forebears who, despite their faults, did pass on the faith down the family line so that I too will have that hope of the resurrection. And what a joyful reunion all of us will have when we take our place in that multitude worshiping the Lamb. But while we wait for that day, I'm going to take my place around the altar at the table of our Lord, and I'm going to join in the communion of all the saints, worshiping God with all of those who have gone before me. And I invite you all to join me as well. The grace of the Lord be with us all. Amen.